Top of the morning to you, baby. It's your boy Gotts and Eastside Dave.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
You're inside the morning rat race where it's time to throw out the first three stories of the week for the No Sweat News.
All right. Make sure you listen up because at the end of the week, No Sweat News quiz on Friday, baby.
That's right. We're going to read you four stories on the quiz on Friday, one of which Carr will make up on Thursday, a little after 4:20, to have a beautiful prize, because I'm not even sure what it is this week.
No, we have no idea, but don't worry, it'll be a good prize.
No doubt about it. Here we go. If you miss any of the stories, check out WRAT.com. No Sweat News time. Here we go.
Okay.
All right, story number one, we take things to, where the hell is this? Dateline, Utah.
All right.
Remember the Bird Box?
Oh, yeah.
Sandra Bullock was all this
thing. Puts a blindfold on because they can't look at evil or something.
Right.
So they have to navigate throughout the entire movie with blindfolds on.
Well, 2019 starts this year with the Bird Box Challenge.
Oh, God. No. Not this.
Yeah. We're all talking about the Netflix series here, Bird Box. See if you can pull this one off. Well, maybe not. I don't want you to even try this because this idiot, a 17-year-old girl out of Utah, was taking this Bird Box Challenge to a whole other level here.
All right, yeah. We've heard about some of these. We brought these up before. That people were trying to ride their bicycle or right. skateboard
well, this
with the
one
blindfold
has to do
on.
With driving.
Oh, come on.
Last week, she was driving on the highway with her beanie covering her eyes because her friend said, let's do the Bird Box Challenge.
Okay, yeah. No.
Why would you even try this? She wound up driving into oncoming traffic, hit another car, a pole, and a sound wall.
Jeez.
Thank God no one was hurt, but she's looking at some reckless driving charges.
Well, she's also looking at stupidity charges.
I know. Let's not...
I'm charging her with being a moron.
Bird Box Challenge.
See, the thing about the Bird Box Challenge is it you become blind.
Right.
That's why you shouldn't do the Bird Box Challenge when you drive, you nitwit.
Or like Davey said, on a bicycle, a skateboard.
Yeah.
I don't even want you doing on rollerblades.
The only thing, maybe it's safe to do the Bird Box Challenge if you're just sitting on your couch in your living room.
Right.
That's about it.
Right. Maybe if you want to try the Bird Box Challenge, be like, go get me a beer, put the blindfold on.
Right.
And see if you can make your way to the fridge.
Anything that where you're outside in a mode of transportation, probably a bad idea. Just going to throw that out there. Okay. If I hear any pilot, like he's doing the Bird Box Challenge right. while flying a plane, I'm out of here.
Unbelievable. There you go with story number one. Here we go with story number two. We'll take things to Dateline, Kansas, where somebody got a call on Friday morning from a Walmart about something pretty damn unique happening in their parking lot.
Ooh.
The cops did show up. The employee said there was a woman who had been driving one of their motorized shopping carts around the parking lot for at least 2.5 hours.
Okay.
It doesn't even get crazier there. Check this out. She was drinking wine out of a Pringles can. By the time the cops got there, the woman was gone, but they found her at a restaurant nearby, passed out.
Well, that's not a surprise ending to that story. If you're drinking wine out of a Pringles can, something tells me that you probably are going to be passing out at the end of the night.
For 2.5 hours around a Walmart parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't even arrested, but they definitely told her that the store was officially banning her from the store.
What state was this?
This was in Kansas.
She doesn't get arrested. Do they have laws? And that's in Kansas?
Can't you get a DWI on a motorized bike?
Didn't she do like 4 illegal things?
Pretty much.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, apparently DUI. She wasn't even arrested.
Okay, fine.
It's Monday.
So,
what are you going to do?
Even the cops, like, you know what?
I know. Just throw in the white towel.
It's Monday. Just get lost.
Come on, lady.
Let's just go back to work, okay?
Oh. And lastly here. Capital of the No Sweat News, story number three, Dateline, Florida. Check out this guy, 37-year-old guy named Melvin Stubbs from Homestead, Florida. He was arrested on Thursday night after the cops pulled him over for having windows that were too tinted.
Uh-oh.
And found more than 40 grams of cocaine in his car.
40 grams?
40 grams of the cocaine.
Hello.
The white powder stuff.
Whoa.
But on his way to jail, Melvin must have got hungry. He started eating the seat of the police car.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, he's either hungry or possibly on bath salts.
Something along those lines. By the time the cops realized what he was doing, he had done over $1,000 in damage, which is pretty expensive meal, if you ask me, honestly.
What kind of monster eats a chair? That's like cartoon. That's like Looney Tunes, like Tasmanian Devil or yeah, some kind of nonsense.
Well, Melvin was charged with cocaine trafficking, felony property damage, and resisting arrest.
And eating a chair.
Eating the police car. There you go right there. Like I said, one of those stories could end up on the quiz happening on Friday. It just gets crazier and crazy. Welcome to Mondays here.
I feel better about myself, though, after hearing those stories.
You really do.
I mean, I've done some bad things, but I've never tried to eat a police vehicle in my time.
I totally agree with you on that.
So now I feel good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.